Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberger. We continue to celebrate the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Bill is the chief economist for the NFIB, NFIB.com, and smallbiz.org. Smallbus.org is his website. And Bill, thanks again for being here. Thanks for 18 great years. We're moving into our 19th year with Bill, folks, and we couldn't have done without him. Hey, Bill, the Fed is raising rates this year a couple more times probably before the end of the year. That'll get the Fed funds rate, if they do two more times, it'll get the Fed funds rate above 2%, which will make prime about 5%, which will make small business rates back up to around 7 or 8%. I wonder if, since most small businesses borrow their money from banks and 60% or more from a community bank, we're now getting into the level of debt service interest, debt on debt service, that's not a blink level. They can do it, but it's getting close to not being cheap anymore. What do you think? Is this going to hurt the economy?
Well, that could be the case. You know, nobody likes paying higher price for anything, including money. So rates are going to go up, and you're right that, you know, in the short, if you got a variable rate loan, of course, every time the Fed puts a quarter point on, your rate goes up by a quarter point. Longer-term rates have been, you know, less responsive to Fed policy, so we see them going up not nearly as much. So that's good news. But the real key is, you know, not the cost of money, but what you can do with the money. And that's what makes things, that's what makes the world go around. So as long as we have profitable uses for money, whether it's hiring a new worker that can take care of customers and bring in more revenue, or buying a new piece of equipment that raises worker productivity and allows you to produce more, whatever it is, you know, that's really the key. It's what I can get with the money once I've borrowed it from the bank. So in a profitable economy like this one, you know, you can pay for those, at least, higher rate, no problem.
Yeah, at least we're allowed to, we're having the opportunity to make some money, and we can afford to, because there have been times when you and I have seen it when we weren't as profitable, and the rates were this high or higher. So what do you, as you look out across the future of this, say this year, we got gas prices going up, we got inflation is going up, and the inflation that the Fed measures doesn't even include energy or food. And do you see inflation as being a big concern in the next year or so?
Well, I think it's going to pick up a little bit, but not very much. You know, one thing we know, looking at our data for 45 years, if you don't have inflation on Main Street, you can't have inflation. So if you go back to the late 70s and early 80s, 70% of our owners were raising their selling prices. In April, it was 14, and that's about as high as we've seen for years and years and years.
Right.
So that's about all we have. So if the inflation's not there, then you're not going to have the interest rate problem that you were referring to a minute or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
High interest rates really get there because of inflation. That's the inflation premium. And so as long as inflation stays low, as long as our people aren't raising prices, and they're not, even though compensation's at a record high level, we're not raising prices, not much of a threat of inflation. So I don't really see inflation being a problem, you know, this year or next year. Or
what would cause,
it could go up a little bit over two, but that's not bad.
What would cause the next recession? You know, we don't have supply chain problems like we used to have. That used to cause a lot of recessions where we'd get the supply chain would get bollocked up. What would be the likely cause of the next recession?
Yeah, well, of course, the usual cause as we look at them is the Fed taking away the punch bowl, right? So thing you were talking about, the Fed raising rates and becoming too worried about inflation, so they raise rates too far, and that slows things down. So that's certainly a possibility the Fed could make that mistake, but this Fed is very cautious. It also, you know, is not up to, not staffed fully, since the Congress, particularly the Democrats, are slow walking all the appointments. So we're missing quite a few governors there at the Fed, and we need them there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think the Fed's going to be that, you know, overly aggressive. So we can get rid of that.
Right.
Some people think we might have a trade war. I think that the way the president is managing the trade issue is probably going to end up producing a good benefit for us, a better set of rules and agreements, because trade's really important for us now. You know,
Bill, I gotta wrap it up. Thank you for 18 great years. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.